Northern Ireland urges action on gambling advertising protections. The UK Department for Digital, Culture, Media and Sport, DCMS, is being called upon to address disparities in online gambling advertising protections for Northern Ireland. Members of the Stormont Assembly's All-Party Group on Gambling Harms Reduction have written to DCMS Secretary of State Lisa Nandy, urging intervention to ensure Northern Ireland's regulations align with those in the rest of the UK. The appeal is being led by Group Chairman Philip McGuigan, Sinn Féin, and Deputy Chairman Robbie Butler, UUP, who identified Northern Ireland as an anomaly in the UK's gambling legislation. Gambling in the region operates under the NIE Betting, Gaming, Lotteries and Amusements Order of 1985, which they claim is an outdated legal framework. Outdated legislation allows aggressive advertising. The legislation was updated in 2022 to permit gambling venues to open on Sundays and impose new criminal liabilities, but Stormont did not extend the reforms to cover online gambling or advertising, which has left Northern Ireland without oversight for digital gambling activities and advertising. This has allowed UK-licensed operators to adopt aggressive marketing tactics. Meanwhile, gambling laws in the Republic of Ireland have advanced a great deal. The recently approved Gambling Regulation Bill introduces numerous measures, including restrictions on advertising times, locations, and platforms, all regulated by the new Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland, GRA. In their letter to the DCMS, the All-Party Group asked the department to use its powers under the Gambling Act 2005 to take immediate action on gambling advertising and promotion and protect people across these islands from further gambling-related harm. Northern Ireland's high levels of gambling-related harm. Northern Ireland reportedly suffers from the highest levels of gambling-related harm in the UK and Ireland. The letter argues for measures such as restricting gambling advertisements during major sports events, safeguarding children and vulnerable individuals, and bringing gambling regulations into line with Ireland's updated advertising standards. The group also pointed to the increasing prevalence of British TV in Ireland, emphasizing the potential for broader benefits across the UK and Ireland if new advertising limits were introduced. Following Northern Ireland's general election in July, the All-Party Group submitted 57 proposals for a new gambling bill to replace the 1985 order. Despite bipartisan support, the Department for Communities, DFC, informed the group that a bill of this scope would not be prioritized due to its complexity. Quote, "While remote gambling operators licensed by the Gambling Commission can freely advertise in Northern Ireland, as online and broadcast advertising is a reserved matter, our population is afforded no protection by the regulator. However, you have the power under existing laws to prevent our children from being bombarded with gambling-related marketing during major sports broadcasts, such as Premier League matches, and to prevent those already experiencing gambling harms from being targeted by gambling companies on social media." Philip McGuigan, Chairman of All-Party Group of the Stormont Assembly on Gambling Harms. The group believes that aligning Northern Ireland's advertising protections with those recently adopted in Ireland would lead to real benefits and reduce the chance of harm for vulnerable individuals. DCMS has acknowledged the letter and stated that it will address the concerns raised by the Stormont Assembly in due course.